Hey guys, welcome back to the Scott's Morning Show. It's Tuesday, December 18th, 2018. And today is Donald Trump's favorite holiday today. It is International Migrant Day. So I'm pretty sure I told you guys yesterday that it was the 18th, but I didn't fuck up on the Wikipedia and everything, so we're good there. let's jump into some birthdays here. We got quite a few interesting birthdays. First up, Ray Liotta, turning 64. He was Fred Jung in Blow. He was Shoeless Joe Jackson in Field of Dreams. And I double-checked this. This says that Wiki said that Field of Dreams was made in 1989. I can't believe that, man. I thought it was like at least like 95 or something. 1989, that's crazy. He also played Chief Gus Monroe in John Q. That was one of the best movies of all time. If you haven't seen John Q, that movie's really good. It's got Denzel Washington in it. It's about a father, a family dealing with the medical system. Really good movie. Go check that one out. Yeah, and I thought this one was weird. He plays Roger Goodell in Field of Dreams 2. I didn't know there was a Field of Dreams 2, and it was a short movie, so I don't know how the fuck you can play two different characters in the same series, but he played Joey in Sin City, A Dame to Kill, and I don't know if that was a second Sin City. I didn't know they made a second one, but yeah, I don't remember that movie to remember if he was in it or not. But next up, we got Brad Pitt turning 55. His estimated net worth is $240 million fucking dollars, dude. Would you trade your privacy for $240 million? You know damn well Brad Pitt can't go nowhere. You know he can't go to Walmart. He can't go to the movies. He can't, he can't go to Disneyland without getting fucking harassed. Like, would you trade that for $240 million? I don't know if I would. You know, I'd like, even if you won the lottery or something, you know, we had that $1.5 billion lottery, you know, then you're fucking, like, high celebrity. I don't know, man. I think I'd rather just have a couple million and, buy a house and still have to work a little bit. But, yeah, $240 million fucking dollars. That's crazy. He was David Mills in Seven, Tyler Durden in Fight Club, Metro Man in Megamind, and he was the main character in World War Z. And out of all the zombie movies, I guess 28 Days Later had similar, but man, those ones were fucking crazy. At least the Will Smith ones, you know, they could only come out at night, but those World War Z zombies, that shit would suck, dude. They're like superhuman, angry, fucking building towers out of themselves. Brad Pitt also played, I couldn't find the movie and I don't remember what it was, but it was a movie in the ocean. It might have been Sharks, I don't think it was, but he played a shrimp. And I remember his line was, "I want to eat something with a face." And he was this little shrimp. That movie was pretty funny. but yeah, I don't know. We never bought it. And I have no idea what the name of that was. Okay, next up we got Stone Cold Steve Austin turning 54. He was a wrestler. I never really got into wrestling, but I'm sure a lot of people know who that is, because dude was all over the place back in the early thousands. Also, DMX, around in the early thousands, turning 48 today. Rough Riders Anthem. Now, they used to, this was like all the way back to when I was in junior high and they'd play it at the school dance and shit. I remember back then I was a break dancer. Thought I was a break dancer. Only white kid break dancing. But I went on the Lancer Vision TV. They used to show TV in the morning, and I was on there a couple times breakdancing. Only white kid. Who do we got next? Katie Holmes, aka First Rachel, Bad Rachel, whatever you prefer, She's turning 40. She played Joey Potter, like Harry Potter, Joey Potter in Dawson's Creek. She played Hannah in Wonder Boys. I don't remember her character. That movie was all right. I've seen that quite a few times. That's got the original Spider-Man in it, who just sort of disappeared off the face of the earth. She played Rachel Dawson in Batman Begins, and she played Jackie in Mad Money. And I remember that movie. My wife's watched that movie a million times, and I know which character Jackie is, but I didn't think that was her. So I don't know. That might be a wiki fuck up, or I might just be tripping. And then next up, we got 1980. Christina Aguilera was born. She's 38 today. She's a singer. I thought she was the one in The Voice, but I guess that was a different girl. I checked. It's not her. Yeah, but back to those early 2000s pop stars. There you go. Let's get into today in history. 1777. The U.S. celebrates its first Thanksgiving after its victory against British General John Bourgain. So this is back when they would just announce a Thanksgiving, and it wasn't set on a day, and it didn't have specific traditions. 1787, New Jersey became the third state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. In 1865, the 13th Amendment, which prohibited slavery in the U.S., is proclaimed and adopted by William Seward. Who do we got next? What do we got next? 1938, the first NFL playoff game took place, with the Chicago Bears beating the Portsmouth Spartans. So they're not even fucking around anymore. Always with these football references, and I fucking hate football. 1958, the world's first communication satellite is put into orbit. It was called Project SCORE. So, fun fact, there are currently 1,886 artificial satellites ready to crash down on your head at any time. They're all in orbit around the Earth currently. Man. 1966, astronomer Richard Walker discovered Saturn's moon. I don't know if he named it. I don't know if this dude got to name it, but it is named Epimetheus. Probably some Greek shit or something. 2002, Governor Gray Davis. And this one's weird, because I remember 2002, I thought we still had the governor in office. I didn't know. I didn't think Gray Davis got back in office like until 2010 or some shit. I don't, maybe they were doing the governor, the election then. I don't know. Cause I thought that dude was the governor back in the 70s and then he came again in like 2010 ish. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Or maybe Wikipedia is wrong. But yeah, we were going through the California gubernatorial recall. This is when California they found out that it was $35 billion in debt. That was double how much debt we thought we were in. So yeah, and this is 2002, dude. They knew we were going in a goddamn recession. Like, they knew the whole fucking everything's in debt, we're all fucking in this huge bubble, and, you know, then we got out of high school and had a couple good years of work. I was in that generation where we got to taste where there was just a bunch of work everywhere, and you could make as much money as you wanted to, and things were great, and then it all come crashing down. So I don't know which is better. If you were born like into that shit, you know what I'm saying? Got out of high school and you went straight into the recession, then it would just seem normal, I guess. I don't know. I guess things got a little bit better over time. But yeah, we had the taste, man. You know, everything was good. If you wanted a job, you could get a fucking job anywhere. But yeah, I think we're going back into another recession here pretty soon. So we'll see. See if I'm right. 2006, 118 people would die and 400,000 people left homeless from a series of floods that started on the 18th today in Malaysia. And then in 2017, an Amtrak in Washington derailed, killing 6 people and injuring 70 others. Okay, so we got breaking news today. We are playing a Christmas Story, the party game. So this is how it's going to work here. I am going to read you guys a card. And these cards, it's a question. It's a trivia game about A Christmas Story. So if you haven't seen the movie, you're probably not going to do very well. And then I'm going to give you 5 seconds, right? So then after I read the question, you'll have 5 seconds. You can pause the game. And this is a review or whatever won't get me sued. And let's have some fun here. So first up, in Ralphie's dream, what grade do all the other kids get? An F. Okay, next up, we got, what color eyes do the bunnies on Ralphie's feet have? Blue buttons. Okay. Oop. Hold on, we gotta switch the card. You guys aren't telling me a story. Okay, where was the BB gun hidden on Christmas morning? Behind the desk. When can Randy put his arms down? When he gets to school. I don't know how well this is going to do. I mean, I listen to a lot of podcasts at work, so I wouldn't be able to pause this shit. But I guess if you're at home, it'll do great. Who is the first to tell Ralphie he will shoot his eye out? His mother. Who arrives first to unstick Flick's tongue from the pole? The fireman. And this was kind of bullshit. This was a loaded question. Because when I was playing this, the teacher is the first person to go out there. The fireman might have been the first person to unstick the pole. But they didn't show us everything else that happened from the teacher going out there to the fireman. I mean, the fucking janitor might have came out and tried, right? That's a fucking loaded question there. Okay, I feel like I'm, like, giving you guys a fucking test or something. I don't know how well this is gonna do. But hopefully some of you find it fun. Okay. What is still floating over Lake Michigan? A tapestry of profanity. So, from Ralphie's dad. What does Santa hate the smell of? Tapioca. What is director Bob Clark's cameo in A Christmas Story? I actually got this right. He was Swede, the nincompoop neighbor. Okay, the narrator calls the BB gun the blank of Christmas gifts. I got this one wrong. It was the holy grail of Christmas gifts. what we got next? How did Randy defend himself during the bully attack? He laid there like a slug. How many years ago did Randy last voluntarily eat? It was 3 years ago. Who was Scott Farkas' crummy little... Who was Scott Farkas's scummy little toady? Crummy little toady. Grover Dill. Okay, maybe this will sound better with the music. I was just thinking about this. We're going to go till 20 minutes, and then you guys are off the hook. Okay, what present do Ralphie and Randy throw over their shoulder? So this is Christmas morning. What do they open both of them together and throw over their shoulder? Socks. Okay, what would freeze up in the middle of the summer on the equator? The old man's car. What kind of animal did Ralphie say was spotted by the candy store? A grizzly bear. So I don't know if you guys, I mean, since I've been a kid, I've watched this movie every Christmas all day long. It used to be on TNT or USA. They would have it 24 hours. It would run. And yeah, I mean, since we've had our kids, we've let it run 24 hours a day. Well, most of the time now it's like 5 hours, and then the kids want to turn it off. We make sure we watch it at least every Christmas. So let's jump in the next question here. What grade does Ralphie actually get on his theme? A C+. What street was Ralphie's house on? Cleveland Street. And I'm pretty sure I saw a documentary where they actually, like, people actually go, I gotta find that documentary, because I think people might live in that house, but a whole bunch of people fucking go to see it. What we got next? What color are Grover Dill's teeth? This one's self-explanatory. Green. Who says, "Cheese it, boys, the gig is up"? Black Bart. What does Ralphie give his teacher for Christmas? A big ass fruit basket. Remember, all the other kids were dropping the apples on the table, and then there's this big covered face, moves it to the side, and it's Ralphie smiling like a dork. What does Randy's mom say to get him to eat his breakfast? There are starving people in China. I thought it was "How do the piggies eat?" But that was the how she got him to eat dinner. Okay, how many bad guys does Ralphie shoot when he's got his little, when he gets his BB gun? How many bad guys does he shoot when he's out there daydreaming? Three, although there are four shown in a big pile at the end. What brings swift and terrible retribution down on a kid? A pair of busted glasses. Okay, what we got next? Okay, which of the following is not in Miss Shields' contraband drawer? So when all those kids have the fake teeth and she's throwing all that crap in the contraband drawer, what is not in that drawer? Is it a whoopee cushion, chattering teeth, a yo-yo, or a fake mouse? Whoopee cushion. I was pissed at myself when I got that one wrong. Who are Ralphie's two best friends? I've already said one. And we talked about the governor. Last chance. Flick and Schwartz. Have you guys ever seen the second Christmas Story. I mean, I love the first one, man, but I've seen the preview for the second one, and there's no fucking way we're watching that thing, dude. That shit looks horrible. Like, the, you know, they tried to do it too much as this, like, kids comedy thing. It's got the guy from City Slickers and Home Alone, I think, is the dad. I'm pretty sure that's how it is. What's the next one here? In his daydream, what strikes Ralphie blind? Soap poisoning. What does the old man want for Christmas? He got the blue ball. It was a furnace. How many years has it been since Ralphie's mom had had a hot meal? Fifteen. So that means like 5 years. What is Ralphie? He's like 10 or 11? Means she hasn't had a hot meal since 4 or 5 years before he was born. What does Ralphie live in? Or what town does Ralphie live in? He lived in a house. If you got that, I'll give it to you. Holman, Indiana. What did Ralphie's mother use up on... Okay, what did Ralphie's mother use up on purpose? The dad said she used it all up on purpose. The glue. According to Ralphie, what will Black Bart be doing if he does come back? Pushing up daisies. Okay, let's get through two more of these cards. What actress played Ralphie's mom? If you can get this, you're a fucking genius. Melinda Dillon. What does the name of the puzzle contest... Or what is... What... Okay, goddamn. What was the name of the puzzle contest that the old man entered? This one's a hard one, too. Name the great character in American literature. Okay, last one here. Pronounce the word fragile. That one was an easy one. Everybody's got it. Fragile. What? We're not. What actor played the old man? We'll go to another one. If you... Here, I'll give you that. Darren McGavin. Okay, one more, because that was a crappy question. What does the old man say Ralphie looks like in the pink bunny suit? Either a deranged Easter bunny or a pink nightmare. How far back does the line to see Santa reach? How far back does the line to Santa reach? So what store are they in front of? And I couldn't get this one, man. All the way to Terra Noti, Hauti, Hout, Hout, Terror, I don't fucking know, T-E-R-R-E, H-A-U-T-E. Okay, so that does it for today. This is probably what we're going to do all the way up until Christmas. Well, no, I guess we probably only got like 3 more cards worth. I got some joke books here for you guys. So, why did Frosty the Snowman get kicked out of the farmer's market? He was picking his nose. There you go. That does it for today. If you guys are interested in this game, it's called A Christmas Story Party Time. It's got... Or The Party Time. A party game. I'm sorry. A Christmas Story The Party Game. It's got some really cool little figures and a board, and you move up. It's a pretty fun game. You can play it with your kids. And I'll put some pictures of the board and the characters and the cards up on Instagram. Another good game, Munchkin Christmas. It's probably way too late to find that and order it. That shit gets sold out quick. I didn't even get any of the Christmas Munchkin stuff this year. I was too late. But one you could possibly get at your game store is Letters to Santa. Or Letters from Santa. One of the two. It's a little small box. It costs about $10. Comes in a really solid, nice box. You get some game tokens. And it's like playing Love Letters. So it's a 16-card game. It goes by really quick. You know, if you're looking for a fast game to play with your kids or your wife or your friends or whoever, it's a pretty fun game. I'll send a picture of that on Instagram too. But yeah, I mean, there's a couple other fun games out there for Christmas time. You guys should check them out. I've got, I did buy Tolkien's Letters from Santa. I'll probably read that on Christmas Day. So we're taking vacation, dude. We're playing games. And playing games and reading shit. Maybe I'll do a whole day of jokes if I run out of these cards. Or maybe I'll go to the game store. Maybe they got another fun Christmas trivia game. And we will play that. And remember, it's Christmas. So if you are the owner of this game, don't sue me. Because this is like a game review, dude. People are going to buy this shit left and right. Okay? They're going to buy it left and right. So if you want to get a hold of me, you can reach me on Twitter at ScottHay86, or follow me on Instagram. That's ScottHay86, and I'm gonna put a game of, or pictures of the Christmas Story, the party game. I got Christmas Munchkin. You know, that's, you kind of have to build over time. You know, there's a deck you gotta get, and then we got the board separate and different expansions and dice and all that stuff. Or you can just go out and buy Letters to Santa. It's a fun game. Try it. You guys have a good Christmas season. Please like, subscribe, share, and leave a comment. And I will be back to you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.